Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy Podcast, well, and movie podcast too. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here every week to tell you about new toys and movies and TV shows and other stuff. This week we have some very exciting news about Funko with Super 7. They're doing reaction figures. We're going to talk about those in a couple of minutes. But first, what's going on with the movies? Last weekend at the box office, Ride Along was number one again with $12 million. It was followed by Frozen at number two, $8.9 million. Rounding out the top five were That Awkward Moment, The Nut Job, and Lone Survivor. New this week, the surprisingly, well not surprisingly, but definitely highly rated The Lego Movie opens, as well as The Monuments Men, Vampire Academy, and A Fantastic Fear of Everything. In the news, the wonderful but scarce Transformers Animated Season 3 is being confirmed as coming to DVD from Shout Factory, quite cheaply, and widescreen. Seasons 1, 2, and 3 will also be released as a widescreen boxed set, so if, like me, you are waiting to buy those, maybe now's a good time. NBC has sort of kind of pulled the Michael J. Fox show. It is not on its post-Olympic schedule, meaning it's probably, but not definitely, having issues. Parks and Recreation and Community are going to continue to air. Free shipping on pretty much everything. If you order $75 worth of in-stock merchandise, it will ship to you for freezies. Can't beat that. Well, maybe you can, but you can get it now for this, and that's not bad. Also, this is half ad, half news, because I'm really excited. If you heard me talk a while ago, I've been lurking on the Funko Fanatic forums, reading about this new figure line called Reaction. It's the brainchild of Super 7, which is working with Funko to make a new action figure line of simplified or stylized, whatever the word that lets you sleep at night. These are new figures, 3¾ inches tall, designed to mimic the look and feel of the original Kenner Star Wars action figure line from 1978 to 1985. So anyone over 30 might not be interested in these. I, on the other hand, as someone over 30, am incredibly interested in this. This is, I assume, how people who are about 40 feel about Mego. Mego passed me by. When I started buying toys, or going to toy stores, is probably when toys were bought for me, Mego was kind of done, at least in the stores. Arizona's always had historically high turnover for its toys. I mean, you can't find old stuff here very easily. So I knew all about Star Wars. I love Star Wars. Like, I'm in this industry, in this job today, because I spent all of my childhood allowance going to garage sales and toy shows and antique malls looking for Star Wars figures. And now they're making new figures like that. So I'm really excited. There are going to be 60 figures starting to release in March or April. They're going to be $10 each. Obviously, all prices and release dates are subject to change. And we were allowed to post the names of all of them and pictures of some of them. Right now, here's what you can see on our website. Strap yourself in. It's a big, long list. Or you can just go to entertainmentearth.com right now. Type in Funko Reaction. Like you would expect, Funko with a K, Reaction is Reaction, and this is what you'll see. Sarah Connor from Terminator, also from Terminator, Kyle Reese, the Terminator endoskeleton in matte and chrome silver, a Tech Noir jacket Terminator, a leather jacket Terminator, Nightmare Before Christmas, Jack Skellington, Sally, the behemoth, that's the blue dude in the overalls with the axe in his head, the vampire, black outfit, red skin. I don't think Hasbro made an action figure of that one back in the 1990s line, but I'm pretty sure June Planning did. The Mayor with the two faces, he's coming. Escape from New York, you got Snake Plissken in his jacket, and without his jacket, in his black tank top. We have the Rocketeer, only the Rocketeer, no other characters yet. He has a removable helmet, and it's a friggin' bucket. It's perfect. I mean, I don't know how many of you guys did the original Kenner figures, but when you got Stormtrooper look, Leia in the Bounty Hunter, Bush disguise, or Bosch, depending on what you heard. I heard Bush on an audiobook, so that's what I say. And Skiffguard Lando, they had kind of bigger helmets. This guy has kind of a bigger helmet. It's great. Also, Predator, we are told pictures will be going up later, but I can assure you they're good, of the mandibles open Predator, the mandibles closed Predator, the helmeted Predator, and a cloaked invisible Predator. So there are four Predators. There's also other licenses. Oh boy, we're going to keep going. There's no public pictures as of when I'm saying this. If anyone has seen them, I could only say that they're spectacular, but I don't know for a fact because I can't say that. Universal Monsters, Creature from the Black Lagoon, Invisible Man, Phantom of the Opera, Dracula, Frankenstein's Monster, Wolfman, Bride of Frankenstein's Monster, The Mummy, and then Firefly, Malcolm, Zoe, Wash, Cobb, Kaylee. These are due pretty soon. Nightmare Before Christmas, we also have Barrel. Lock and Shock are not announced yet. I'm not being coy. I don't even have a listing or anything for him here. Back to the Future, this is amazing. Marty McFly, you'd expect. Doc Brown, you'd expect. George McFly, you would never expect in a million years, and I'm smiling right now telling you about it. Can't wait. I ordered all of these, by the way. Who needs to eat? Biff Tannen, Tom Wilson, one of the greatest stand-up comedians you probably didn't know is a stand-up comedian. He's coming! Buffy the Vampire Slayer, we have Buffy, Oz, Angel, Spike, Willow, and a gentleman from Hush. Goonies, Sloth, Mikey, Mouth, Chunk, and Data. Pulp Fiction, Vincent Vega, Jules, Marcellus, The Wolf, Butch Coolidge, that's Bruce Willis, Mia Wallace, Jimmy Dimmick, he is Quentin Tarantino, who, as you recall in the movie, wore a bathrobe, so that's Quentin Tarantino in a bathrobe action figure? How can you say no? Also, the Gimp, it's got to have universal appeal. I mean, seriously, come on. We also have a large horror slate. Some of these were announced earlier, but bear with me. Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger, Screams, Ghostface, Friday the 13th, Jason Voorhees, Halloween's Michael Myers, Hellraiser's Pinhead, The Crow's The Crow, and Trick or Treat's Sam, which I admit I know next to nothing about, but I pre-ordered anyway because why not? These are all coming very soon. You can sort on our website and check them out. You should. I really, really, really recommend it. If you are the kind of person who read Tomart's Action Figure Digest back in the 1990s, this line is for you, specifically. Unless you were into 12-inch G.I. Joes, in which case, nope, this isn't for you. We also, if you're into Reaction, we just restocked the Alien line. We have the sets of five with the Alien, Dallas, Ash, Kane, and Ripley. We have single Aliens, and we just received Zika Toys' $6 million man figures. They're not Reaction branded, but they look exactly the same. You get Steve Austin in blue or red tracksuits. Also Bigfoot. I ordered these as well. My order hasn't shipped yet, but I see on the website that it's in stock today, so it should be here. Hopefully we'll be able to talk about it next time. For various reasons involving Toy Fair, I will most likely not be here next week, unless I get some reason to get a show done early. Most likely that won't happen, because of traveling and airports and stuff, it's hard to do. So I will see you guys in a couple of weeks. Have a great Toy Fair. Stay tuned to our Twitter and Facebook feeds in case anything of interest gets announced, which it should. I can't wait to make... I want to know what you guys think of all this stuff. I mean, you should just tweet at it so I can see. I'm really, really excited about this line. Like, there's a few lines, you know, like Star Wars The Black Series. I saw that, I'm like, oh man, everybody's going to want this. And I saw Mattel's Batman 1966. Same thing there. Just like, this is going to be fantastic. And I bought all those so far, and I hope to continue to keep my streak going with this great line. I don't know how long it's going to last. I don't know how many more years it'll go, but I can tell you that Funko has already confirmed they have the licenses for Star Trek and Terminator 2. So I don't know if that's next year or this year, but Toy Fair is literally next week. And generally speaking, the Entertainment Earth crew is stationed very close to the Funko booth, and I can guarantee you I'll be walking by it first thing just to see what's there, because I can't wait. So check that out. Thanks for listening. I want to order some stuff. I know that was a big pitch, but you gotta check these out. I mean, if you... Action figure lore compels you. There's no Dark Crystal figures yet, but you gotta assume that's next, right? Check these out. Order yours today. Pre-order yours today. Orders are already coming in on these. I know it's going to be a big deal. We have an exclusive couple-day pre-order window. Whether or not that means you get them first, I would recommend ordering them from us if you're an impatient person. So do that. I do it with my figures. I get my stuff before, you know, because I order when it goes up, like everybody else. And first come, first serve. You know how that works. So have a great weekend. Go see the Lego movie if you got the time. I hear it's good. I might go see it. I might go see it. We'll just leave it at that. And I will see you guys in a couple of weeks.